This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good afternoon, colleagues. I want to talk today briefly about the economic value that further education can offer to the arts industry in a strategic partnership that I think is already pretty well underway. If we look at the current state of anxiety across the UK, it's interesting just to see the extent to which... Are we a problem?
And on that positive note...
Yeah. The extent to which the economy has become the preoccupation is quite staggering when you look at over the last decade, ranging from unemployment to national health. And all of a sudden, everyone is preoccupied, I think, with the state of the economy. And I think the difficulty lies not in developing new ideas, but I think very much in escaping from the old ones. And I think that part of what listening to people this morning talking about the changes in funding and their concerns about it, my argument today would be that we need to have a completely different thought and view about what that relationship is going to look like in the future. It was interesting looking at entrepreneurship and a session earlier this afternoon, just to see that statement from Drucker's that we have 15 million trained spenders in US government, but few people who are actually trained to make money. And I think the shift that we're talking about is that together we don't need to make money for the sake of making money, but I think we need to add value and make money together so we can actually pursue the objectives that the education and the arts industry share. So my argument today is that the arts industry isn't, I don't think, sufficiently engaged with the further education sector. It's very well engaged with schools and is traditionally very well engaged with universities. But too many people that I've met over the last 3 to 4 years in the arts industries have never been inside a further education college and wouldn't really know what one looked like. If you look at the fact that there are 2 million people in any 1 year in further education, my suggestion is that they are customers. They are people who actually, together, we should be converting, not just to be customers of the arts, but to be actually part of the revolution in terms of expanding it globally and delivering in the way that we've heard about earlier this morning. Those individuals are seeking opportunities. I have 13,000 of them who'll be exiting the college this year, and they're looking for opportunities. And too often, they're not going to find them in the specialist universities or in the excellence that the arts industry provides. Unless the arts industry grows and develops some other avenues for these individuals to access the industry, then they certainly won't be coming your way. And the diversity argument that we heard so eloquently from Lord Taylor this morning is one that won't be achieved, I think, without that sort of engagement and interaction. I think it requires a really paradigm shift in the way we think and in the way we work. Because if we continue to try to perpetuate the nature of the graduate entry to the arts industry, the fact that we heard in the last speaker areas of, say, people having to work for nothing, for example, in the arts industry, unless we address that issue, unless we grow new ventures and new opportunities together, then certainly those 2 million that actually exist in further education and the 60,000 who are actually pursuing arts courses at the moment won't be coming in to any part of the industry because it won't have developed the employment and the opportunities for them. And I think in the gateway that we have developed, particularly with the creative and cultural sector through our 20 founder colleges with the National Skills Academy, I think we have the basis of an infrastructure that could bring us much closer together. And I don't know if this is the right word because it may have a sniff of trade for some, but if you think about building on the Glastonbury experience, what I'm getting at there is when I talk to people like Paul Latham at Live Nation and others, I know that the technical arts, I know that the marketing opportunities, I know that the retailing opportunities and all that that exists around the art industry could be much greater and much further developed in a way that would actually bring far more people into a different part of the arts experience than perhaps the more specialist and excellent art experience that is available to the few. We need, I think, to find ways to hire young people and to expand what the government see as the apprenticeship programme. It's the only area, colleagues, the only area that the government are guaranteeing growth in. And it's the only area that certainly we as colleges see as the opportunity to expand into in terms of working with this industry and other industries. Working with people like Pauline Tamlin and others, we're looking to co-locate entertainment and enterprise to really work on some of the brilliant work that Sage and so many other organisations have done up and down the country to actually bring street theatre, to bring different opportunities to shopping centres, to other places, working with those sorts of individuals and creating a very new opportunity for people to engage with a very different sort of art experience. One that complements and adds to the excellence that we already have. I'm looking and asking for us to look for joint ventures to fund those aspirations, to be able to go to government and to say things like, pay the young people their unemployment benefit and let them go in to arts industries and let them go in to companies and let them earn their way into employment. Just give them enough to get in there, because when they get in there, they'll add huge value, either by actually expanding the reach of many of the industries through, for example, global marketing, website development, improved retailing, reaching of new customers, market research, all sorts of things that I think could actually transform the relationship between further education and the industry. I think to do that, you have to be highly strategic. Strategic at every level, strategic particularly at government level and strategic at policy level. So when I look at entrepreneurship and define it, for example, as proactiveness, innovation and risk-taking, then I think the challenge for our ministers and for others is to say, how can you actually take some of the shackles off? How can you actually help us to loosen up and work together to create something new, to take some risks? Because you have to take risks in enterprise and entrepreneur, to take some risks with these new relationships and to develop new collaborations and new ventures that could add different value and different things to the arts industry. I want to end what I want to say today with one of those great philosophers who you will recognise straight away, Ronald Reagan. And he said, basically, there are three kinds of people. There are those who let it happen, those who make it happen, and those who wonder what happened. And I would like us to be those who make it happen. And my conclusion to the assembled gathering here today that have got such, you know, excellent aspirations, such wonderful history, such great success, is use that energy and creativity to engage in a different type of relationship through the founder colleges, through other ways. And I think together we can open up new ways for people to be employed and engaged, and new routes for you, not so much to look for new funding, as was said this morning, to get young people employed through subsidy and others, but actually to get them in, adding value to your arts businesses, to the theatre and to others, on the basis of the fact that if they can expand profitability, then they can share in the equity and the earning of it. Thank you.